Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103, five Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding 2401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911, unattended 400 lower level near carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Brown.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, high Frank, 401 is a route.
Hey, good evening, afternoon, morning. Whatever time of day it might be where you're at, we're glad that you have joined us this evening here for another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network, live and in person. We're on the air tonight, live. That's right, and I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, and we're glad that you are joining us wherever you might be. Welcome to my new friend in Malaysia, and another new friend in Belgium. Thank you for joining the association this week. We're glad that you're listening to us the first time here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Glad to have you joining us. Wow, we've had another great weekend, and I trust that you have as well. It is summertime. No, we won't sing, but it is summertime, and temperatures are hot and sticky, high of around 97 degrees in Atlanta today. Hot Atlanta, they call it. Hot Atlanta, USA. Woo! Hot, hot, hot. I'm sure that tomorrow will be probably a repeat of today. And then comes the thunderstorms. Well, you know, as I've stated before, if you live in the South or the Southeast or any place where it gets, you know, very hot during the day, you have to expect those storms later in the afternoon, early evening, because they generally find their way in. Speaking of storms, I do want to remind you that Alabama, a state that is close to my heart and others involved with Private Officer International, is still trying to get together, trying to recover from the devastation that happened about 5 weeks ago, the numerous tornadoes that ripped apart many cities, including the city of Tuscaloosa, home of the University of Alabama, on the western side of the state. Many people are still homeless, more than 480 people dead, more than 2,000 injured, and a number of people are still listed as missing. If you can give to the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, or Samaritan's Purse, those are the three agencies who have been on the ground, boots on the ground in Ground Zero from day one, and they are still there today feeding and clothing and helping people to put their lives back together. So if you are in a position to give anything at all, whether it be a dollar, $10, $1,000, please do that. Please donate to those agencies, because they are always the ones who show up first, long before FEMA, long before the emergency management agencies. The word goes out to the Red Cross and the Salvation Army. Food canteens start pulling in and start feeding folks who have been left homeless. The Red Cross and their volunteers begin to pull in and supply the very basics of life the very basics, cleaning supplies and HBA, healthcare supplies, and just, you know, all the basic supplies and needs immediately after a storm. And so if you're able to support them, by all means, please do. And again, I just want to reiterate, as I have repeatedly, as private security officers, public safety officers, law enforcement officers, this is the time of year. This is the time of year when we need to be prepared, because between now and October, we will continue to see storms, whether they be tornadoes or hurricanes. Already, the Pacific Coast has had several storms, tropical storms that have come across very early in the season. And according to the Storm Prediction Center, we're going to have an above average hurricane season. So if you're living, you know, anywhere along the Gulf Coast or the Atlantic Coast, especially if you're in Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, and you're in security, public safety, or law enforcement, or any emergency services, you really need to start gearing up now. Be prepared. Have your emergency bags packed. Just this weekend, speaking of Alabama, in the southern part of the state, in a beautiful state park, the Gulf Coast State Park, they had a 400-acre wildfire, which threatened numerous homes, and people had to pack up and be ready to leave at a split second, at an instant. They had to pack up their clothes, their pictures, their family possessions, their pets, their family, and be ready to pull out in an instant, much like during a hurricane warning. And it was very scary and dangerous. And that's the environment that we live in today's world. It doesn't matter if you live on the Pacific Coast or up north. Right now in some of the northern states and Midwest states, there's flooding and more expected flooding over the next few days as rivers swell 10, 12, 15 feet above their flood stage. That's the environment that we live in. And I don't want to, you know, get biblical and preach to you, but the Bible does talk about in the last days, these things shall happen. And so maybe there are signs, maybe some, there's some truth to that. But in any case, if you are working in the emergency services, if you are working in security, police work, be prepared. Be prepared, because we're in the time of the year right now when we will see more tornadoes, and we will see definitely hurricanes within the next, you know, hurricanes can happen as early as the end of July, so a month away. Just FYI, and be prepared. Well, anyways, hey, we're glad. We're glad that you joined us. Now, you may have noticed, if you are a astute security professional, if you are an alert security professional or listener, that we are actually on the air on a different day. Normally, we broadcast live from the studio or from wherever I might be traveling that weekend on a Sunday. And such has been the case since we've had the radio show for more than 2 years. However, for starting today and for the next foreseeable future, possibly the next few months during the summer, we will be broadcasting our show on Monday nights, beginning with this episode, Mondays, 7:30 Eastern time. And that does a few things. Actually, that will help some folks who work the weekend, as most private security personnel do, and nurses and, you know, police and firefighters. Unfortunately, we got to work that weekend shift. But it allows more people to be able to listen live. because more people are off on Mondays if they work the weekend. It also allows for me, when I am traveling on the weekend especially, not to have to rush back in to the office or try to put something together for my radio broadcast. So it allows a little bit more better timing and a little bit more preparation on my end if we broadcast on Monday. So FYI, mark it down on the calendars beginning today, June the 27th, 2001. Our broadcast will be Monday evenings at 7:30 Eastern Time. Be sure to be here. I hope that will help us to have more listeners. We have a lot of listeners from across the U.S. and around the world. In fact, our listenership continues to grow daily, weekly, monthly, and we're very excited about that. If you want to send us an email while we're on the air, or even later on, if you're listening by demand, if you're listening, you know, on iTunes, or you're listening a month or two from now, you can send us an email at any time at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. And don't be bashful. You can send in your request, your promotion, your training happenings in the area, events. We will be sure to broadcast, announce those for you free of charge. And we'll also, you know, be more than happy to answer any questions that you might have. So just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. Now, to save us time, you and me both, and to save you from having to hear the same old thing on every broadcast, you can follow us on the web. We have a pretty significant footprint, as they say, on the web. And you can follow us day or night, 24/7. And there's a number of places you can do that. First of all, you can go to our main website, www.privateofficer.com. www.privateofficer.com. And from there, from our homepage, you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/privateofficer.com if you are one of those Facebook people. You're one of those. I know you are. I know you are. You're one. You can follow us on Twitter from our homepage just by clicking on the link. If you are already on Twitter, you can go to twitter.com/privateofficer. You can also join our own forums right there from the homepage on the right-hand side. Just click on where those little people icon things are and join us at privateofficer.name. And, of course, you can follow us every day, several times a day. We update our news blog at privateofficernews.wordpress.com. And, again, everything is accessible instantly, just like that, just like instant potatoes, instant coffee, instant. We got to have it instantly. Well, you can get it instantly right there from our main website, our main homepage at www.privateofficer.com. Okay, there you have it. There is our footprint. There is our existence along the web and across the web. Join us, follow us, be friends, like us there, and we'll be glad, we'll be happy, we'll be joyous if you do. We've had a lot of great response, a lot of emails and thank yous because of the Alzheimer's training that was done a few weeks ago. We actually have put together an even larger Alzheimer's and Medical Emergency Response CD, which includes medical emergencies, seizure, heart attacks, Alzheimer's, and dementia. It's available right now for sale. Just go to our website at privateofficer.com. But we've had a lot of great response about that training, because more and more and more people are becoming victims of this horrendous disease that has no cure, no way to slow it down, no way to stop it, no way to reverse it. In fact, just this week, a very famous actor passed away. And unbeknownst to me, I didn't know, but he also had Alzheimer's disease. And a number of famous people, actors, and others have had this disease. And if you've been a fan, like I have, of Lieutenant Columbo, then you know the man. And I did not know that he was suffering from this disease. He was a great person and a great actor. And we've had really a surprising number of people who have contacted us because of this training. And in fact, we're going to be including it in our Certified Asset Protection Professional 2, our CAPP2 modules. Our certification will include this as part of the medical module. And so we're pretty excited about that. We announced about a couple of months ago that we are interested in getting together with both private business, law enforcement, and you, the private security officer, in starting a Vest for Life program. Now, we have awarded one person a vest so far. We have come up with some parameters on how we can assist people in obtaining a vest, because it is extremely important with the number of security officers being shot, stabbed, injured in the line of duty. It is extremely important that you wear a vest, regardless of the temperature, regardless of the weather, regardless of the expense. I would rather put money toward something that's going to save my life than toward food, cigarettes, beer, alcohol, movies. You know, I would rather sacrifice certain things so that I can put the money toward this piece of equipment that's going to save my life. If you are a true professional, a true private officer who is in this as a career, then you need to vest. And we have decided, and the board and I have decided, to lend a hand in a number of ways. We're going to assist both by donating a vest, and we're also going to assist by helping others to purchase a vest. We will try to do at least one or two a month, possibly more. We would love for folks to donate their vest, their used vest, to us. There is another organization that does solicit used vests from various law enforcement agencies, and they refurbish and reissue them to smaller departments. So I don't know if there's a substantial resource to get those refurbished or those used vests, but we're going to try. But if you are a member, a paid member of Private Officer International, for the month of July, we will be assisting or giving away a vest. Send an email to adminassist@privateofficer.com with your name, member number, the reason why you think you need a vest, the type of assignment that you're on, and what type of assistance you need to be able to have the vest. And we will select at least one person in the month of July. And we will try to do this each month as funds are available. It is very important that if you are a member of POI to keep up your association dues because you get so much for so little. Our yearly dues really should not be an extreme financial burden for you. At $42 a year, we're talking about a couple of dollars, really, less than $4 a month, less than a dollar a week, about 60 cents a week. Everyone can afford that. That's less than a Coke. That's less, much less than a pack of cigarettes. If you are a member, it's very important that you renew your membership dues. We're here to help you. And Private Officer International has provided many services, many products free of charge. Our forums, our blogs, a lot of the training that I do every radio show is free, something that normally would be charged, you know, a substantial fee, hundreds if not thousands of dollars if you are listening at a seminar. So if you are a member of POI, it is important that you maintain your membership dues. Right now, we have a number of membership specials. If you become a POI lifetime member, right now you get a free two-tone LAPD badge, a beautiful badge with your name and member number on it, absolutely free. This is a $70 value, but if you subscribe or enlist as a lifetime member of Private Officer International, right now you're going to get the badge absolutely free, $70. That's a pretty good deal. Or you can also get a Certified Asset Protection Professional 1 certification absolutely free by becoming a lifetime member. If you sign up for a two-year membership, right now we're giving you a third year free. Go to our website, www.privateofficer.com, and sign up today. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about, it's been about 2 weeks, we talked about seasons of crime. We talked about how crime goes up during certain times of the year, both winter and summer, and the different types of crime that can occur during these seasonal times. And it's kind of amazing if you track these, what type of crime occurs when. It's not always when you think. It's not always spring. It's not always winter. It's not always summer that these things occur. Sometimes they occur when you least expect them. So tonight we're going to be talking about something that coincides with the seasons of crime. We're going to spend a little bit of time later on, and we're going to talk about vagrants, homeless people, loiterers, trespassers, and skateboarders, all things that you have to deal with during this time of year. And it's important that you understand how to deal with them, as well as your limitations. It's a very, 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 very thin line as to what we can do and can't do in certain situations. And this is one of them. Because if you use too much force, if you're too aggressive, then you go from a nothing-type property crime to being a major incident involving you. Instead of you being the enforcer, now you're the suspect. So we'll be talking more about that coming up in a few minutes. Well, I got an email from Troy. Hey, Troy says, hey, mate. Oh, that's great. He's listening to us from jolly old England today. Glad to have you listening to us, Troy. Thanks for the email. And I'll be sure to get with you after the show. Troy is he's quite a character. If you'd like to send us an email while we're on the program, feel free to do that at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. And like I was saying, we're going to be talking tonight about vagrants, trespassers, homeless people, skateboarders, and so much more that happens during the seasons of crime here in the summer months. I want to address something else very quickly also. We have had a number of security officers shot and stabbed in the last 48 hours. A lot of attacks this week and this weekend. And this is a sign of what's yet to come as summer is just beginning. A lot more activity, a lot more people out and about. I really want to caution you and to warn you that you really need to be as cautious as possible. You really need to be as alert as possible. You really need to pay attention. Because if you don't, you're going to be another name on our news blog or another name on our Officer Down website. And we'd rather that you not be. So during this heightened time, during this time frame, we're asking that you just be a little extra cautious and really know your surroundings and understand what's going on around you. Because usually people who are lackadaisical, people who are not paying attention, people who are goofing off, people who aren't taking the job serious, usually they're the ones who get injured, shot, stabbed, or killed. You know, criminals are just like sharks. Sharks will swim around you, and they will purposely bump into you. They will nudge you several times to see what it is before they attack you. And criminals are just like sharks. They will circle around. They will test you. They will check you out. They will see if you are weak or if you might be a threat to them. And then they will attack you. Just keep that in mind as we really just now start entering summer. Just start entering the busy time for our profession. And we'll be right back. Don't go away. In this warm, hot, whew, summer night. Wow. Right now we're sitting here in hot Atlanta at 91 degrees. Looks like it's lots hotter out there than this. Hey, I want to remind you that we also are offering scholarships this month for private officer members. If you are a member of the association and you are interested in becoming a certified asset protection professional or a certified retail security professional or a number of the other certifications that we have right now for you this month, we are offering scholarships. Just send an email to trainingdivision@privateofficer.com. It may be a full scholarship. It may be a partial scholarship. You must be a member in good standing. And we're also offering payment plans. Folks, if you are interested in any of the certifications or training that we offer and you just need to be on a payment plan, please just send an email to trainingdivision@privateofficer.com and they will hook you up, as they say. Reminder, want to remind you to join us August 22, 3, 4, somewhere in there, at the Midwest Security Police Conference and Expo. I'll be speaking about the changing roles of private officers and security personnel. We also have a booth, and we're expecting to have a great time. So if you live in the Midwest, you live in the Chicago area, you live in Ohio, Kentucky, any place at all, really, it would be worth you going, taking a trip. It's free. It's at the Peoria, Illinois Convention Center, just outside of Chicago. Also, I'll be at the As Is Convention. What's As Is, you might say? As Is, that's the Association of Security. You know, you ever heard of them? It's the American Society of Industrial Security. It's now called ASIS. You know, for you professionals out there. But I'll be there at the convention if you would like to join us. It's September 19th through the 22nd, 2011. It's going to be at the Orlando. It's in Orlando this year. Orlando, Florida. The 57th annual. And we'll have a booth there as well. Hope to see you at As Is International down in Orlando. We're also speaking, we just was in Virginia Beach, and we'll be speaking in New Orleans in July. If you'd like to join us, we are looking forward to having you. We're having a special, I've actually been asked to give a little speech at a professional security and I guess law enforcement conference or seminar there. And we'll be talking to folks in New Orleans if you'd like to be there. And I'm also available if you'd like to foot the bill, send us a little jingle. I'm available to do training. Our seminars are currently out and about. We have a number of locations that we're going to be over the next few months. Just check with us at the training division at privateofficer.com, and they will be glad to give you the upcoming events. Speaking of training, we have initiated almost 6 months ago. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. We initiated the 2011 Training Initiative for Private Security Worldwide, not just here in the U.S., but across the world. We began a training initiative to train 1,000 private security personnel with two additional certifications. Two modules of training not required by their state licensing board. And so far, we're almost halfway. From my understanding, we're almost halfway, so we're right on target, right on schedule. As part of the training initiative, we're offering one free module, and then we've listed about 12 or 13 different locations, including universities and colleges, the U.S., Department of Homeland Security, and a number of other agencies who are giving free online training modules. right there on our website. Just sign up for them free and become part of this big, huge, worldwide training initiative. Just sign up at www.privateofficer.com. Click on the blue banner on the top of the page and have fun. Learn for free. I mentioned a moment ago about the regional seminars. You know, I often get asked, is this just another guard car training? Is this just another, you know, something I've got to sit there, boring stuff? No, we seldom use PowerPoint. We seldom use slides or movies. We teach by skills, hand-on training. We teach with practical training, practical modules. We offer beyond the guard car skill series. We teach use of force, shoot, don't shoot, workplace violence. Oh, by the way, use of force, shoot, don't shoot. Those are live activities you're going to get shot at, trust me, because we have munitions, we have weapons that fire blanks, we have weapons that fire simulated ammunition. It's a real deal, folks. You know, it's not something you're going to sit and watch a video or a PowerPoint. This is something you're going to be involved in, something that you're going to have to think quickly and think accurately and be prepared in the use of force, shoot, don't shoot training segment. It is very much a hands-on, skills-based seminar. Same thing for workplace violence. We use all of the students to be participants. Same thing with responding to medical emergencies and suicide incidents. And the other trainings that we teach are all, you know, interactive, all practical, all skill-based. You are the person put in the middle of it. So you're not going to be sitting in my class or in our instructor's class sleeping or goofing off, because you'll be out there in the front of class participating. If you'd like more information, send an email to the training division at privateofficer.com. Training division at privateofficer.com. Hey, if you are listening and you want to call in right now, you can do that by calling area code 347-426-3807. Area code 347-426-3807. May not be a lot of folks available right now, but if you would like to call and ask anything about training or seminars or the association or the chapters or, you know, about Life 101, feel free to do that. You can call in right now, area code 347-426-3807. We will be happy to take your calls, and I'll give that a few minutes, but we'll be talking about a few other things waiting for that call to come in. We will be going to a number of locations during the next few months, and we have plans of starting regular training outreaches at reasonable to zero cost to our members. So if you're interested in your company or your state organization is interested in hosting a training seminar, just send an email to trainingdivision@privateofficer.com. Anthony has sent an email, and he says he is glad that we're on Monday nights because he does work Sunday evenings, and he's on the midnight shift, so he doesn't get to hear the show most of the time live. Monday is his night off, Monday and Tuesday. Well, that's That's good. Glad that you are listening live and in person. And he's asking about some training, and we'll get that out to him as well. Want to mention a couple of birthdays tonight. Chris Elliott is 39 in Beaumont, Texas. Beaumont, down in the Houston area. Leroy Williams in Henrico, Virginia. That's Richmond, for those of you not familiar with the state. 60, 6-0. Happy birthday to you, Sergeant Leroy Williams. Mark Weston, 31, in Springfield, Missouri. I'm from Missouri. Happy birthday, Mark. Larry Hyatt, Newcastle, Delaware. Happy birthday to you. Michael Stone in Alabama, he's 58. And Lydia, no age, Miami Lakes, Florida. I believe that's Broward County. Happy birthday to you, Lydia. Thanks for writing in, and we're glad that you are a dedicated listener. Happy birthday to everyone, and happy anniversary to Lloyd and Ginger. Lloyd and Ginger Rogers. Mr. Rogers, hey, happy birthday, Lloyd and Ginger. I'm sorry, happy anniversary. We hope that you've enjoyed your day, and we hope that you'll enjoy your night. We want to say congratulations to Brian Davenport in Biscayne, I believe that's Florida. Paul Hartman in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Walter Newman, Sydney Wright in Castleman, New York. Phil Campbell in Atlanta, Georgia. Congratulations for completing the Private Officer Certified Asset Protection Professional 2 certification. We are just really, really happy for all of you who recently completed this. It's not easy, folks. You think it is, but it's not. So we say congratulations to everybody. We've got a couple of classes currently in session, and they can testify. They can tell you, folks, that this is no walk in the park. This is not some little module that you get free online and 10 minutes later, you got a certification. No, 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 no. All of our training is the real deal, and it takes a number of months to complete, and it's a little bit difficult at times. But it trains you. It will instill in you the training, the knowledge that you're going to need to do your job and to save your life, as well as to get promotions. So congratulations to all of those who just completed it. And we have about, I don't know, several dozen more in several classes, and they are working their way through those classes. They'll be done soon. And if you are interested in getting certified, send an email. Go to our website, privateofficer.com, and click on the Training Academy. In fact, we're adding a number of new certifications as we work with Armor University, the board of directors and the instructors. They're putting together a number of degree programs. It is a accredited college, university, and we're really excited about that. So we're plugging along and getting that up and running as soon as possible. But in the meantime, if you'd like to be certified, we have a number of certifications. Just go to our website at privateofficer.com and click on the Academy link. All right, once again, we're going to switch over to the news real quick, but if you'd like to call in, the area code is 347-426-3807. Area code 347-426-3807. Don't be shy. Call in. Ask about something. We've got a lot going on. We have a lot that we want to do. But It all is contingent on you, the member, you, the associate, you, the listener. We can't go out and do it all. We need for you to be involved. So if you are interested in the industry, if you are interested in seeing things progress, if you're interested in the profession becoming more professional, then we need for you to get involved, hands-on. Simple as that. All right, very quickly, we want to mention a couple of things that's in the news. We've had about 4 police officers killed over the weekend. And, again, it's just we've had a large number of police officers killed and security officers injured. Denver, Colorado, over the weekend, 2 devices exploded at the Colorado Mills Mall. That's a pretty large mall on the west side of Denver in Lakewood. They were found in the Borders bookstore. After hours, the devices exploded, setting off the burglar alarms, and when police arrived, they found that the cause of the alarms was actually an explosion. Police, FBI, and ATF are investigating. A heavily armed man beat a store security agent in Seattle, Washington on Friday. Police said that the security officer stopped the man for shoplifting a jacket from the Goodwill store when he pulled a expandable baton and hit the security officer a number of times and then pulled a knife. Police were notified and made an arrest. They found that the man was also in possession of 4 other knives that were hidden around his body. So, again, be very cautious when you're approaching people. When you're apprehending people, don't assume anything. Just because they look a certain way, don't assume that they're not a threat, because they are. Santa Barbara, California, a security officer is in stable condition after he was stabbed, breaking up a fight at a nightclub. Police said that the security officer was stabbed a number of times by a suspect who fled and is still at large. Also in New York, a security officer was shot, breaking up a disturbance. The security officer is in stable but critical condition. North Carolina, a security officer there was shot. A second person was killed at a nightclub on South Main Street in Winston-Salem. According to police, the security officer was breaking up a fight when he was shot by the suspect, who then killed another patron. The security officer is in stable condition. Stockton, California, security there, a security officer was shot. Police responded to a confrontation at a business. Police said that they found that the security officer was shot. The suspect there also fled and has not been apprehended. The security officer is in good condition. In Paducah, Kentucky, a arrest by security for shoplifting actually turned into a drug arrest. Police there say 4 persons have been arrested on felony drug charges after one of them was suspected of stealing from their employer. DeWitt, New York, a shoplifting spree there was organized. Police said that they broke up a shoplifting ring after loss prevention discovered several suspects shoplifting at their store. Prince George County, Maryland, police and Walmart security there apprehended several persons involved in a counterfeiting scheme, according to the Secret Service Department. Secret Service agents said that they were counterfeiting money in $100 bills and then hitting the retail outlets. Loss prevention agents were able to apprehend a suspect. Police arrested Thomas Dosey, 31, Teron Wells, Kovalski Clark, Aaron Gould, Cassandra Spencer, Greg Beals, Sharita Nesbitt. See, these are all, you know, it's a lot more than things look. You might think they're just a simple shoplifting, a simple this or simple that. It goes along with the training that we did a few months ago called Catching the Bigger Fish. Look beyond what you see. Look beyond what you see, investigate a little deeper, and you get big cases like this. In Darien, New York, police arrested 17 people at a Tim McGraw concert Four of them were arrested for assaulting security officers, fighting with them. The rest were arrested for trespassing and alcohol offenses. A security officer in Wayne, New Jersey, apprehended a suspect for stealing more than $1,000 from merchandise from a Kohl's department store. Police say the suspect fled but was caught nearby a short time later. In Rowan County, North Carolina, which is just outside of Charlotte, a Rowan County commissioner there is accused of shoplifting from a convenience store. According to police, John Barber has been charged with stealing a bottle of wine. He's been released on bond, and currently no word as to whether or not his status as a commissioner has changed. A security officer and five others were shot in Dalton, Illinois. Six people were injured at Mr. Ricky's 141 Club during a disturbance over the weekend. The security officer is in good condition. No arrest made there. Boston, Massachusetts police say that a man from Illinois at the Logan International Airport told security he had a bomb and guns in his luggage. Police took him into custody. They said they found no firearms, no bombs, no explosives. They charged him with making a false bomb threat and disorderly conduct, but don't understand why he did it. In Redding, California, 10 employees, including five security personnel, were arrested during a sting. Police say that they were unlicensed bouncers and nightclub security officers. In California, bouncers and nightclub security must be licensed. Police there say that these five were not. Also in the news, police in several areas, including San Francisco, are considering using private security personnel instead of sworn police for a number of functions. A number of cities and states looking at deficits and budget cuts now are considering private security officers and the use of them for patrol work, downtown areas, business districts, and other areas. East St. Louis, Illinois, police there have charged Stanley T. Chairs III with murdering a security officer during April. Police say that he shot and killed 22-year-old Joshua L. Miller on April the 23rd while the security officer was working in an apartment complex. The security officer worked for KLM Security. This is an unbelievable story. Boulder, Colorado, during a festival, a man identified as Luke Irvin Crisco, 30, was found inside a Port-a-John. Not just inside the Port-a-John, but I mean inside the Port-a-John. He was down in the toilet tank watching people use the bathroom. Disgusting. The suspect then fled covered in feces and scratches and cuts and was apprehended a short time later by police. He is facing a number of charges. The guy, wow, he needs to have some psychological evaluations. Wow. Can you imagine using the Port-a-John, which already is one of the most uncomfortable things that a person can do, and all of a sudden, wow, you see somebody staring up at you. Atlanta, Georgia, police there said that they've arrested a security guard for burglarizing a Baptist church. Anthony Boyd has been charged with burglary. Police are not saying much more. He's been released on a bond for a court appearance. Also in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Point Park University has recently changed their security staff to police officers. 10 officers were sworn in today. They've gone through the Municipal Police Academy, and now they are police officers. Something that is a growing trend, police in California say that they've arrested an 81-year-old sex offender, 81 years old, for enticing a 12-year-old into his vehicle. Senior crime is growing. Many seniors, 60 and over, are becoming involved in bank robberies and shootings, assaults, all sorts of things. And it's, wow, it's very unusual, but it is happening. That's going to conclude today's news. If you would like to see more news, you can always join us right there from the homepage at www.privateofficer.com and just click on the news link. And we will be right back where we will talk for a few minutes, about trespassing, skateboarders, loiterers, and all of the summertime problems.
I can give it up about a Saturday night. You can hit me up enough to make me think it's all right. I try to keep it loose, but a lot of things tight. I'm taking all the pressure, so I'll see you tonight. You gotta push it in.
Our show, we're going to be talking a little bit about a subject that we have covered a number of times, and that basically is loitering and trespassing, vagrants, homeless people, skateboarders. These are basically crimes of the summer. You're going to have disorderly people drinking and consuming alcohol, carousing, hanging out, playing loud music. And all of these, you know, are just things that go on during the summer.
Hey, what's going on over there? Hey, Bob. Yeah, hey, hi.
Hey, what's going on? Get me up there. These are things that happen during the summer, regardless if you are a beachside community, an apartment complex, a shopping center, a shopping mall. These are things that you will run into. As a private officer, you're going to have to deal with a higher number of people out and about than you would, say, in November or February. These are summertime crimes. And you have to understand how to handle them without getting in trouble yourself. There's a difference in these crimes. There's a difference in somebody who's a vagrant or homeless or someone who's just loitering. There's a difference in someone who is actually trespassing and someone who is just hanging around. Basically, all of these are nuisance crimes more than anything else. A few might be there to commit crimes, such as robbery, theft, purse snatchings. But for the most part, they're just nuisance crimes. They're just hanging out. They're just loitering. It might be in the shopping center parking lot. There may be four or five carloads of teenagers. And they're playing their music loud. They're talking. They're socializing. They may or may not be consuming alcohol. So if you're a security officer on this type of property, you have to decide ahead of time, before this occurs, how to handle it. Are they really causing any harm? Are they being disorderly? Are they disrupting business? Are they keeping patrons from coming into the center, the shopping center? Are they being too loud? Are they creating a disturbance? Are they fighting? Or are they just hanging out, being kids? Kids will be kids, and they do hang out. They do cruise. And, you know, in a lot of places, that is the in thing to do. There's not much else going on. So you have to decide, you have to define beforehand how to handle it, how to respond to it. Remember, this isn't the crime of the century, even though they may be trespassing. One of the first things that you'll need to do and should have already done, or your client or manager should have, is you must define your private property. Do you have clearly defined property boundaries? Is it just the parking lot? Is it the parking lot and the grass area that surrounds the building? Is it the sidewalk too? Probably not, because most sidewalks, especially that front a shopping center or an office complex, belong to the city or county or the municipal government. But you'll need to clearly define your parameters, your property line, your property boundaries, so that you don't get in trouble. If the sidewalk or the road is maintained by local government, it's not going to be private property and you have no authority on it whatsoever. Do you have access control, fencing, or other barriers that surround the property that you're in charge of? Is the property posted accordingly? Does it say no loitering, no trespassing? You see, if it doesn't, you're going to have a real problem with charging someone. It's a non-posted property, and if it's wide open, especially a shopping center, an office complex, or a school, or someplace that is prone to teenage activity, you're going to have a hard time proving that they knowingly violated the law. You're going to have a hard time proving that they knew they were trespassing, knew that they were on private property. So make sure the property is posted accordingly and that you have the proper signage up before you go any further. It doesn't matter if it's a shopping center. It doesn't matter if it's a church, you know. You got to have posted signs up if you're going to enforce it. Now, a minute ago, I said there's a difference between a vagrant or a homeless person or someone who's skateboarding or just hanging out loitering. What is a vagrant? Well, you know, a vagrant basically is a homeless person, someone who, you know, for all intents and purposes is just scavenging. He may be looking to cop a little change. He may be scavenging for some food. Same thing with the homeless person. He may be looking to see what he can, you know, steal. Who knows? So you have to decide how you're going to handle the various type of people that you may encounter during the summer months or even during the winter. Does your property, does your company have a policy and procedure in place for trespassers, for homeless people, for loiterers, for skateboarders, Remember, these are not major crimes. We're not talking about the crime of the century or even of the year. We're talking about very, very minor crimes. In many cases, no harm's intended. No harm, no foul. They may be hanging out, sitting there. Teenagers may be skateboarding. They're not trying to hurt anybody. They're not trying to break the law, even though they may be breaking the law by loitering or trespassing. But they're really not truly harming anything unless they're running purposely into patrons or creating property damage or being disorderly. Then, yeah, now we got a problem. But if they're just on a vacant property, a property that everyone has gone home from the office and you catch them skateboarding on the wall or the pavement or in the parking lot, they're not really, you know, in the top five criminals. So you have to be very careful how you handle these various types of people. Now, sticking with the skateboarders for just a minute, most companies, most property owners aren't really out to arrest or punish the skateboarders. Their main concern is not criminal. It is civil. They are worried about liability issues if the person gets injured. They are worried about whether or not they're going to be sued if the skateboarder falls off the wall, if the skateboarder breaks his arm. So we have to be more concerned about trying to tactfully handle these teenagers. And if we decide to apprehend or arrest them because they refuse to leave, remember, we have to do it according to the law. If you're in a state that allows you to make arrest, or your client allows you to make arrest, or you're a special police officer, even so, you have to remember this is a minor misdemeanor, trespassing. If you've warned them to leave and they don't leave, it's very minor. Don't get all in a huff and a puff. Don't be all big and bad. Don't make it any worse than it is. Because if you blow it out of proportion, it's going to make you look unprofessional. It's going to eventually get you all riled up and possibly make you do something that you're going to regret later on. Maybe use excessive force in detaining the children, the teenagers, the skateboarders. Do you have a clear written policy and procedure on what type of response you should have in this type of incident? Does the client want to pursue criminal charges? You need to know that before you lay hands on anyone at all. Remember that the use of force for these type of apprehensions or arrests should be minimal at best. They are low misdemeanor charges that you could easily escalate into a more serious incident. Don't argue. Give them a warning, maybe two, and then either take action or back off and call police. Don't get into a verbal confrontation with them. Don't bicker back and forth. You be the grown-up. You be the mature one. You be the professional. No matter what they say, no matter how they try to belittle you, no matter what profanity they use, they're just trying to egg you on. They're just trying to entice you into their world, into, you know, arguing and fight. It's useless. I've never been the kind of person who will go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, use it, blah, 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 blah. Hey, this is what I told you to do. You got two choices. You can do it or you can be arrested. There's nothing in between. Now, are you leaving the property? And let it go at that. Don't argue about what authority you have and who's bigger and badder. Don't go back and forth. It makes you look very unprofessional, and it causes a lot more problems and headaches than the situation really warrants. I was looking at some YouTube videos today as I was preparing my training, and I noticed on a couple of them where security officers and even citizens were just being over-aggressive with trespassers, with homeless people, with people on skateboards. They were making much more of the issue than they should have. They made it a much bigger to-do. They blew the incident up. In one case, the security officer chased the skateboarders off the property and down the street and engaged them in cussing and you know, swatted at them and so forth. That puts you in a position of being arrested. That puts you in a position of being sued. And some of these people who are taping you, that's what they're looking for. They want you to lose your cool so that they can sue you. So basically, the bottom line is, find out, first of all, if you have a policy. Do you have a procedure on how to handle these people? Does the client want them arrested? And then follow procedure. And don't argue back and forth. Don't do it. It doesn't get you any place except, you know, raises your blood pressure. As far as the homeless and the vagrant people, we have these problems year-round, but even more so in the summer when they are out, when it's not cold and they're out traveling and trying to find food and, you know, there's more people out, so they got their signs out, you know, begging for money. Again, have a clear-cut policy. Know what your policy and procedure is, how you're supposed to handle them, and handle them accordingly. Again, if they are truly trespassing, if they are on your property, don't go back and forth arguing with them. Tell them to leave and then make a decision whether or not you're going to arrest them or call the police or whatever your procedure states. And leave it at that. There's no reason to escalate the situation. No reason to make it any worse than it is. Now, on the vagrant, the homeless, the skateboarder, the loiterer, there's a number of things that you should do if it's part of your policy and procedure. Number one, once you've decided to trespass them, it should be documented. If your agency, department, or property does not use written trespass notices, you need to. And if you're a member of Private Officer International, you can contact our office at adminassist@privateofficer.com, and we will send you a free trespass notice, a legal trespass warning written by an attorney acceptable in all 50 states. And you should issue those to anyone that you want off the property permanently. And a copy should be kept in your file along with a photo of the person. You should also always write an incident report of what happened, because you're not going to remember 6 months, a year, 3 years from now when you're being sued. Make sure that you do write a complete incident report. Who, what, where, when. As much detail as possible, and be sure to include their names. Get their names. Who's involved? Don't be afraid. When dealing with homeless people, scavengers, loiterers, you know, let's go back to the vagrant and the homeless person for a minute, because you got to have some empathy. You got to have some, you know, you have to understand that they're not all drug addicts. They're not all alcoholics. Some of them are. But you have to have a gentle approach with them as much as possible. Every person that you approach, you should treat on a one-on-one basis. You should treat them as you would want to be treated. And then follow through, you know, based on their reaction. But a homeless person or a vagrant loitering or crossing across your property, I've seen too many security people raise and escalate the situation much worse than it should be. If a homeless person or a vagrant is loitering on the property, I mean, I've had them defecate, I've had them urinate, I've had them sleep on, you know. If they're on the property and they're destroying, they're damaging, they're vandalizing, they're being disorderly, of course, you want them off the property. And so that's what you do. You evict, escort them off the property, and trespass them. If you need assistance, you call 911 and you have the police respond to back you up during the situation. Remember that if a homeless person is just sitting on the property, if they're just taking a few minutes as they cross the property line, that's not technically a criminal offense. They may be trespassing, but there's no intent to do harm. There's no intent to commit that trespassing. And so give them the verbal warning to move on. Same thing with loiterers. Teenagers are going to be a problem at apartments, at shopping centers, at the mall. Even at church parking lots, we find them in the church parking lot while the churches are closed, loitering, playing their music, hanging out. Again, remember, they've got probably nothing else to do, especially in a smaller town. You have to approach every situation differently. Don't go gung-ho, oh, I'm the big security. No, that's not going to get the job done. That's going to only entice them to be argumentative and vocal and to cause you more grief than it's worth. So approach the people loitering, the teenagers, the people playing the music, you know, nicely. Hey, sorry, folks, I know you're just playing the music, but we just can't have you on the property. The owners don't want anyone here after hours. Because of liability issues, we just can't have you skateboarding. You know, they're afraid that you might get hurt or something like that. Simple. Be nice. Because if you go after them nasty, if you go after them all up in arms, guess what their response is going to be? Guess how they're going to respond to you? They're going to be argumentative and fighting. They're not going to leave. They're going to stand there and bait you. They want you to fight. They want you to get all upset. You're going to come out looking like the fool, and they're going to come out looking like an innocent bystander, an innocent person, a citizen you picked on. Know the policies and procedures of the property, and know the laws of the land. Can't emphasize that enough, because people, too many times, they don't know the law. They think they do. But some municipalities don't have trespassing laws. Some municipalities don't have loitering laws. They don't have panhandling laws. You have to know the law of your land, of your area, before you can enforce it. When in doubt, just call the police and let them figure it out. It's just that simple. Again, these are very minor crimes, very bottom-of-the-barrel type criminal activities, and we don't want you to make them any worse than they are, because basically they're just nuisance crimes, and if you act professional, if you approach it in the right manner, they'll leave. They'll go away. They might return at another time, but at least in this instance, they'll be gone. They'll obey you if you act professional. But if you approach them big and bad and mean, that's how they're going to respond. So make sure, a couple of things I want to go over before we end this segment, but make sure that you have a clear understanding of what your property lines are, of what is private property and what is not. What is your defined property boundaries? Do you have access control and fencing? Is the property posted accordingly? Do you have no trespassing, no loitering signs up? do you have violators will be prosecuted on the sign. Without a warning, you're going to have a tough situation prosecuting. Unless they cross a fence line, a barrier, then you have a prosecution case. Know the policy and procedures of your property. Know what the client does and does not want you to do. Because if you are kicking people off the property and he doesn't have any concerns about them, then you're doing more than he wants. And as an agent of the property, your job is to do exactly what the owner would do if you were there. Make sure that you use common sense, good judgment, and a level head in every situation, whether it be, you know, trespassing, vagrants, skateboarders, or something more serious. Be the professional. Be the one who takes control of the situation in a professional manner. That is all we have for you in this episode. We're glad that you joined us tonight. We hope that you have a great week. Join us tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for the LP Zone. In the meantime, remember, if you are looking for training, to check out www.privateofficer/academy. If you would like to contact us, if you would like to join the association, go to privateofficer.com/security association, or just send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. adminassist@privateofficer.com. And you can find most everything that you need right there at www.privateofficer.com. Again, thanks for joining us tonight. We hope that you have a great week. Be safe, be blessed, and we will talk to you tomorrow right here on the radio. Have a great night.